Welcome back to Just Roll With It, the actual play anthology series where we check out all the TTRPGs we haven't had a chance to play yet. This arc, we are playing Court of Blades, a Forged in the Dark game by a couple of drakes. Where we last left off our retinue of Skylarks, they were running about the city of Illyrian on the night of the Firelight Stride Festival, attempting to complete two errands on behalf of House Bastion. Currently, they have infiltrated the Corvetto Palazzo with the aim of stealing a magical item that is supposed to be handed off there tonight. So, without further ado, let's see if they can pull this one off.
So, Samael, Audra comes back with a purse of gold. Her face is flushed and her eyes are wide. This is too much. It cannot be. You say this is from my parents? This is from...
I kind of do that, like, hands up thing where I'm just, like, defensive. Like, listen, love. What goes on between you and the spirits is between you and the spirits. I'm not going to intervene in any way. I don't want their wrath on me.
This is not some sort of trick. I will not be caught for stealing.
Give me 1 second to channel with the ghosts and just confirm that. And I think I'm going to turn away from Audra and kind of like gesture for Marina to kind of like move in front of me.
Marina does. Sweeps around you.
Like, Mouth, do you speak any other languages?
Marina shakes their head.
Well, you can read my lips fine, and that'll do. This money is money you saved, correct?
Marina nods emphatically.
Corvetto knows nothing about it.
No.
I turn back around and I go, aye, you will not get into any trouble.
Then, thank you very much. Who do I have the honor of speaking with?
You can just call me the Magus.
Amazing. she accepts it and, is definitely, like, awestruck and unconsciously touching the place in her coat where the money lies.
I will let you get back to your job. I have other business to attend to.
Of course. Thank you so much, Magus.
And I kind of just lift the cat up, like, enough to just get it close to my ear, and it's like, all right, now let's deal with you. Which way am I going?
They get out of your grip. I, like, get onto your shoulder. And curl. Like, they're heavy. Like, this cat is heavy.
Oh, no. Samael is not known for their strength.
This is a big tomcat. And they get close to your ear. You can feel his whiskers on the side of your cheek. There are spirits here. Not like your friend. That should not be. Spirits that are being stirred up this evening. I would request that you put them down so that I can get back to what I needs getting back to.
I'm going to move out of earshot first and be like, when you say that a spirit's being stirred up, by somebody, by something, or of their own accord?
Of their own accord, there is something here upsetting them.
And I assume that just getting rid of the thing will not end there.
Perhaps removing it from the premises will quell it for the moment, but...
But that'll simply move the issue.
We are getting closer to the spirits, Eve. They are getting restless anyway, but they are getting restless early.
I just don't see any desire to do an exorcism when simply dealing with the cause is good enough.
If you take this object to my lady, she will take care of it.
Very well then let's go retrieve that object first.
He springs down from your shoulder, and like you feel the claws bite in a little bit, and he begins to lead you off.
Samael follows behind, and kind of just like lets the cat know, just so you know, I'm sure you've probably already figured this out, but I don't quite belong here. So if somebody catches on to the fact that I don't belong here, I'm going to need you to sprint, so that way I have an excuse to chase you and say that I'm trying to get rid of the stray cat.
He gives you this reproachful look. Like, how dare you make demands of me?
I don't want to be thrown out before this is done. Would you?
Very well.
Then you simply run if anybody catches us. And I will follow behind you.
Be stealthy enough. and no one will catch us. And their tail flicks. His tail flicks and he continues to walk.
Can't argue with that. Samael follows.
Meanwhile, in the garden, flanked by guards, our lovely Teresa.
Yes.
I think Maestro will choose swords for this one, because she knows that you're good at them and she wants to beat you at your own game.
Oh, okay. Cool. Good. She challenged me. She gets to choose the weapons?
She does, yes.
It is at her own house. Fair enough.
Oh, no, wait. Yeah, she got to choose the place. She got to choose the place, so I suppose that you would get to choose the weapons. This is true.
I'm going to choose swords anyway. There are a few other choices. Like, Teresa could have chosen pistols and could have chosen knives, but I think swords is the way to go here.
Or your fine wit.
Yeah, it could be a battle of wits, but I don't think that's what Maester wants to do. Let's be real. It'll be much more exciting for people to hear the clash of steel as opposed to the clash of words.
Oh yeah, the people inside are having clashes of words all the time.
Exactly.
This is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
The rumor that there's a duel happening has spread through the party like wildfire, and a good portion of the nobles have come out to watch you two fight.
Excellent.
Including, of course, your Blair, your accompaniment this evening.
Yay. I guess I'll mark my fine courtly blade. Because this is a duelist thing. As the thing is, Teresa wasn't wearing the blade because she's not allowed to. But it obviously was somewhere nearby, like the guards had it or something, so it could be retrieved.
Did you put it, leave it in the stagecoach? Or, give it to the guard when you came in?
It's probably in the stagecoach. That would make the most sense.
Okay. A servant retrieved it for you, yeah. And you've got your blade.
Good. I think the blade itself, because this is Teresa's personal dueling weapon. But this is also, representing House Bastien, because, Teresa was a soldier. she didn't fight with a sword. That's not what you do. That's not what you do in war. You don't fight with swords. You fight with pole arms and guns and knives. Like, that's the thing you do. So this is very much a weapon that was kind of a representation of her service to House Bastien. So I think the pommel is kind of, it looks like the branches of a tree, the roots and branches of a tree.
Yes. Oh, I love that. Okay. So is there a special name for the referee for dueling?
The adjudicator, I suppose?
Yes. Your adjudicator calls. You guys make your steps. How are you conducting this duel?
I suppose the question is, what is Maestra's usual style?
Incredibly functional, but there is a flair to it. I feel like she was trained by one of the premier swordsmen in the city of Ilrian. I don't think quite.
Okay. Was she trained to be aggressive or to probe weaknesses? Like, what's the big identifier?
Oh, she would definitely probe weaknesses.
Okay.
Try and find the best way of attacking you and disarming you before ending very you quickly.
Very technical. Okay.
Yes.
So I think Teresa's going to continue kind of on the direction she was doing in the house itself, and that is to frustrate Maestra.
Yes.
So she's going to be doing lots of, doing feints and other things that are going to frustrate Maestra, because of course, in Maestra's mind, Teresa's not a proper duelist.
Mm-hmm.
She shouldn't be here. She's going to frustrate the hell out of her. She's going to try to bait Maestra into making a mistake.
And how are you doing that?
How am I doing that? Well, let me tell you, it's going to be aggression is what it's going to be. Teresa's going to take the initiative and just start laying into Maestra.
Mm-hmm.
So, I believe I'm skirmishing.
I mean, it sounds like it could be to me, yeah. Let's go risky standard. You're both, I think, of a level, I think. Like, neither one of you matches the other.
Well, here's the thing. I'm unstoppable.
You are unstoppable.
I'm going to push myself to accomplish a feat of speed, which is just being, like, it's the thing of, I think there's a, like, we do our steps, we do the, like, sword in, you know, the sword in front of us type of thing, the salute, and then we go at each other, and Teresa just, like, it's the speed at which she can jab and swing her sword is such that it is hard to defend against this. And that's part of the frustration, is just, like, it is, there are so many strikes coming from so many directions.
All right, yeah, you want to outspeed her. And, yeah, take her down that way. Interesting. I mean, I think that makes it a great effect.
Okay, excellent. I'm going to give myself plus one die as well.
Yeah, of course, because you push yourself.
All right, skirmish. So this is risky great now.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And plus one die. Let's do it. That's a five.
Okay, you win handily.
Excellent.
I think the thing that you can resist is, in addition to the quote-unquote heat that you gathered from outside, there's going to be a rumor that a little bit, like, misplay. Like, the nobles, like, didn't get their long, drawn-out duel, so they're going to be like, oh, you didn't get, like, oh, that shameful display of she didn't, you know, do the courtly touches or whatever that you're supposed to do. And, like, so the nobles are going to be, like, a little bit, they're a little bit miffed at you, so they're going to be mean about it and give you a bit of a reputation hit. But you resist that.
I would like to resist that, because guess what? I am going to use my fine wit here.
Oh, yes.
I have it. This is going to turn that conversation, which is the conversation of nobility, into my favor. And that's the thing of, I think afterwards, it's Teresa presents herself to the crowd and basically just, like, she has something prepared for a situation like this. Some kind of speech that she's memorized, I imagine, of this sort of thing. Of just, like, I don't know exactly what she says, but it's the thing of, like, now you see who is the superior duelist. And also the thing of, perhaps the old ways need to be brought in with some new blood, huh? That kind of thing.
Great, wonderful. I think this sounds like a spirit resist.
Excellent. I'll take it. Not going to be great at it, but I will take it. I take three stress.
Yes, take that three stress, but you do it. Yeah.
I'm almost out, but you know, will take this.
The nobility is on your side here. The rumors turn against Maestra, who was shamefully defeated so easily in her own house. And how badly did you hurt Maestra?
I think that's the other thing, and this is part of the great effect. She didn't hurt her that badly. It's the thing Maestra has been very shamed, but, like, isn't bloody and bruised or anything like that.
Just her pride is wounded.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that so much. Yeah, and, like, that adds to the rumor, like, you were so controlled and so good at this that Maestra didn't even get hurt, but she was disarmed so easily. And, like, yeah, like, you're going to be, your reputation is going to go up for sure.
Excellent.
Maestra's like, the hate spearing in her eyes is hitting you from the ground floor, but there's something she can do about it from where she lies on the ground.
Teresa's just going to give her a winning smile and walk off to Blair, who can fawn over her some more, because this is what it means to be a Bravo.
Oh, yes. Blair's very impressed and is gushing about what you've just accomplished in front of everyone.
I have one more thing.
Oh, yes, please.
So you know how Maestra has had a feather in her cap?
Yeah.
Yeah, part of it was the feather flew out, like it got cut off during the onslaught. And I think just as part of the fine wit, part of that resist, Teresa got it, like, snatched it out of the air.
Yes!
And she's going to present it to Blair as like a favor or a trophy.
Amazing. I love this so much. Blair graciously accepts it and, like, holds it aloft so that the nobles around her can admire it, and places it in her hair. And yeah, I think Blair's reputation's going to go up too, because she brought you to this party.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome, Blair.
Blair is very happy with you. And yeah, you two, she presents her arm to you.
Take it.
And you two head back inside the party. And the party is ablaze with talking about what just occurred. Back in the corridor, with our Fia and Vivi. Nothing stands in your way. You know where Tariq is. What are you guys going to do?
Is there a keyhole in the door?
Yes.
I would like to look through the keyhole and just get an idea of how he's seated. Like, is he facing the door or away? How much attention is he paying? Is he pacing? That sort of thing. Just so I can kind of calculate a plan on how we approach this.
It's an office setup, kind of a long, beautifully polished wooden desk with one, like, very comfortable chair behind it, two chairs on the other side. He's seated in one of the chairs closest to the door, but he shifted the chair a little bit so that it's, like, he can see the door as well as the chair. And he's, like, looking expectantly at the door.
That would make sense.
And you can, like, there's a little bit of, like, a jiggle to his leg, like he's getting impatient. The briefcase is across his lap, one hand on the handle of it. There is no one else in the room. There is, like, a bookshelf or bookshelves lining one of the walls. There's a window to the front of the house, or to the front lawn behind the desk. The room is, it wasn't well lit when he got here, but he lit some candles. And you can see that he's about at his wit's end, yes.
How do you want to approach this, Fia?
We don't know anything about who we were supposed to meet with, do we?
Nope.
We can make some inferences, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Teresa might have some information to that effect, but she's not here.
Nope. I'm trying to figure out if we should just, like, try to play it like we are or we're sent by whoever he's supposed to meet with.
I have a terrible idea. It's real bad.
What is it?
We tumble into the room, don't even see him, making out.
Oh my god, that is a terrible idea.
Terrible or amazing?
Yes?
Both?
All of them.
Look, some of us have already made some very terrible ideas. You've done some very terrible ideas. Y'all should do your own terrible ideas. Do it.
Yeah, like, Teresa and Samuel can't be the only ones making dumb decisions here.
Exactly.
This is why we have the most stress right now.
I think, but I have none, excuse you.
I also have no stress.
Yeah, that's why we have the most stress right now. We're making dumb decisions.
Yeah, we're taking all the stress for you, so you can also do bad ideas.
But basically, my plan is to spring a trap where when he, like, to stumble in, and before he can do anything, like, use that as an opportunity to get close, and then just, you know, wave some sweet sleep in his face and knock him out.
Amazing. I love it.
So that's my plan. How are you feeling about it, Kelsey?
I mean, it's a solid plan.
It is a plan.
It is a plan, which, I mean, is all I can really ask for.
So is this what you're doing?
I mean, I'm kind of waiting for Kelsey to let me know.
There. I feel like we could make something like that work.
Sounds good to me.
At least try to.
Yeah, all right. So what do you do? What do you think this is? How are you accomplishing your goal of knocking this poor gentleman out?
I feel like it's either, we're either, like, using deception and guile, so it'd be a sway, or it's that he doesn't see it coming and it's a skulk. So that's where I'm leaning towards.
Yeah, and it sounds like a group role to me.
Could it be that one of you is setting up the other, so one of you is swaying and one of you is skulking?
That's also entirely possible.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you guys to call it, not me.
True. I mean, I feel like sway is more in Fia's wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the question is, would you like to set me up with a sway to disarm him so I can then get the vial of sweet sleep in his face? Or would you prefer this to be a group action, which I am happy to lead, where we either both do a sway or both do a skulk as we spring this trap on this gentleman.
Or one of you can assist the other.
Or one of you can assist the other.
Up to you guys.
I will say, to help you make this decision, I have like water. So when I attack from hiding or spring a trap, which is why I wanted to spring a trap, mm-hmm. I take plus one die. And then when there's a question of who acts first, it's me.
Mm, nice.
We love that shoot first action.
Yes, mm-hmm. It's very good.
I think I'm leaning towards trying to set you up. We'll see if I regret that in a minute.
Okay, I'm down for it. Let's do it.
All right, so it sounds like you're doing a sway to convince and distract him.
Yes.
I feel like he's eminently distractible.
Mm-hmm.
So still risky, because you could make some noise. You could get that that clock of the guards knowing that some shit's going down pretty high, if not all the way full. But yeah, I think that's standard effect.
Okay. I can never remember. Your load and stuff just, like, creates a greater effect, right?
What do you mean?
Because, like, I have, like, an otherworldly charm is one of my special permissions.
Yes, if you use your otherworldly charm, that will give you great effect, for sure. And I think, let me double check what special permission does. Because I know...
All it says here is... Each playbook has its own unique specialized gear items. They provide special permissions and interesting abilities to each playbook. Specialized gear items like the Knack's Vulgar Display of Power are open to interpretation. Players may use them to affect scenes and overcome challenges, manipulating the balance of position and effect.
Okay. I feel like using your... In this case, it would probably make it... I think it still would be risky. It would definitely be a great effect if you were to use your... Your otherworldly charm.
Okay. You will then. And, I haven't taken any stress yet. I feel like I can push myself here.
Okay. Take that extra
dice. Get me that extra die. We're going to see if I regret making this call in a second.
Fried him like you stole him.
Come on, dice.
Holy shit!
No, I do not regret it.
What? That is a crit. You tell me what happens.
No!
I was fully expecting the dice to betray me.
That is, yeah, that's extreme effect. Because you got that crit. So you tell me what happens.
Oh, God.
And I don't even think Estany has her role here, unless she would like to.
I feel like once she's kind of stumbled into the room, there's definitely, like, that whole, like, the act of just, one, being distracting, but two, just kind of making sure that his attention does not leave her. Very sweet, very charming, very, like, coming up with some sort of story for why she's there and, like, looking for help with something or...
Oh, so y'all weren't making out when you fell into the room?
True.
It's up to you. However you want to play this is your crit.
I'm leaning towards no.
That okay, is yeah. fine.
Yeah, yeah. So you sort of like bust into the room and like stumble and he stands up still holding the briefcase, but his eyes are on you and he comes over. Just taking whatever story you give him, completely enthralled and entirely distracted. Is there anything else that, you've got a crit, extreme effect. Is there anything else you would like to get out of this?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't suppose he gives up any information of, like, who he's waiting for.
Yeah, sure. He asks if you're here to see the prince as well.
Okay.
And yeah, there's definitely something about, like, I was told that, that he would be here, but that I was to meet him here. Change of rooms, but it's getting late, and I hoped to be out of here already, and I haven't seen the prince. Are you one of his emissaries, or are you here to see him as well?
I guess you could say that, yes, I am here, hoping to see him.
Then please, make yourself comfortable. And I think he very much, like, turns to help you into a chair.
Perfect. And that is my opportunity. So yeah, I think as soon as he turns his back, I am creeping into that room. I've uncorked my Violet Sweet Sleep. I am just going to creep up behind him and just waft it under his nose.
Yeah, I don't think you even need to roll. He's completely enthralled by Fia, and your sweet sleep goes right into his, like, he breathes it in, not even realizing you're there. And in true fiction fashion, it doesn't take any time at all for him to fall unconscious, and he slumps to the ground across the beautiful carpet.
Perfect. Let's take that briefcase and get out of here.
Yeah. I got the briefcase.
Actually, I'm going to open it. Is it locked?
It is locked, yes. But the key is around his wrist.
Oh, then I'm going to take the key off of him, and I'm going to open the briefcase just to make sure it is what we're looking for.
All right. Inside on a bed of velvet, this dark purple crushed velvet, is what appear to be a set of opera glasses. They're set in gold. There's little runes etched in around the glass, but you don't know anything about magic.
You're right. You know what I'd like to do?
Yes, please.
Take something from the room, put it in the briefcase. We leave the briefcase behind and just take the opera glasses.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So I think I look at that. I delicately, so carefully lift out the opera glasses and hand them to Fia. And then I just take a brief moment looking around the room. I find like a little statuette of like a horse or something.
Some object art, yeah.
And I put it in there. I close it. I lock it. I put the key back around his wrist. And I think I just grab Fia's arm and say, shall we?
Yes. Suppose we have some associates to find.
I think you also have a date in the jardin, no? As we're walking out and closing the door.
May as well get a little bit of enjoyment in before we have to rush off again.
Is this true?
Yeah, you walk out into the hallway. This is the moment where Samael turns the corner with the cat leading him. And you guys are able to get out to the main room where Teresa is.
Shall we approach her? Or?
How's the state of the ballroom since we left?
How is the state of the ballroom? I think people have started coming back in from the dueling ground. And yeah, there's gossip. There's like, people are starting to talk. I think, this is just the moment where the Seneschal walks out and claps their hands and bids the nobles to come do the firelight stride out in the garden. The guards are not currently alerted. There doesn't appear to be any, like, there's a little bit more buzz than there was when you guys left, but.
So the prudent thing would be to grab Teresa and leave.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to see if Rowan's still around.
Rowan is absolutely still around. I think the crowd around them has waned a little bit. I think they're talking to just one person right now. And their gaze is going around the room, a frown forming on their lips.
Do I catch you looking towards them, or?
Probably. Our bond is you see me regardless of my disguises. I don't think I could hide this from you.
Okay. Seems you might have someone you wish to speak with before we leave, too.
I think I just kind of clam up. Like, I don't want to admit it.
Do you think we have a moment to indulge our whims, so to speak?
I think we can spare a little bit of time. We do have another job to get to, but I think we've earned a few minutes, at least.
Where have we hidden the opera glasses? Because I handed them to you. Are they on you, or does one of us have it, like, tied to our garter beneath our skirt?
Unless you had somewhere you would rather hide it, I could see Fia, like, hiding it in her dress, like, somewhere. I'm sure her dress absolutely has, like, secret pockets on it, because this is our fantasy world, and all dresses have pockets.
I love secret pockets. I'm here for that. Yeah. Maybe we split up. Because I definitely want to kind of, I wouldn't approach Rowan boldly, because I feel like that's not
appropriate. Rowan's part fey, correct? Or all fey?
All fey.
Then yeah, I feel like before we split up, Fia does probably look back at you. It's just like,
to be careful, Vivi. I shall make every attempt.
Not to pass any harsh judgments, but people who share my bloodline aren't always the most... There are certain benefits to me being half-human.
Yeah, I just kind of give you, like, a smile, but it's like a smile that knows exactly what you are insinuating. And it's like...
I will not pass judgment. Just be careful you don't get yourself in a bad situation.
Oh, gosh. If only you knew.
And if you need any help with anything, just let me know.
You are kind as always. But do not let me keep you from your paramour.
And I just kind of release my arm from you.
If you see Terry on the way, let her know that we have done what we set to do.
I will. We'll meet back up in a little while.
Yeah, I think I just give you a nod and then just sort of start to head in that direction, but like not that I care or anything.
Good luck, Katie. And then, yes, she'll walk off as well.
Mm-hmm. You find Lorenzo easy enough, and he is all too happy. Definitely takes your hand and kisses it, and all too happy to lead you out to the Firelight Stride, which everybody is starting to melt, like, find partners for. Or at least everyone who's mostly coupled is finding their partner and heading out. Teresa, Blair would love to do this with you if you want to.
Oh, of course. I have to indulge my partner here.
Mm-hmm.
I can't not. One thing Teresa will do before the dance starts, though, is just going to flag down another member of the waitstaff and just be like, can you find this another servant who scruffy looking? you could find him for me.
Yes, of course. I believe I know who you're talking about.
Thank you. I'll just be...
What do you wish me to do?
What exactly would Teresa want to say? Because Teresa doesn't know that we've done the job yet.
Mm-hmm.
Is the problem. Because otherwise, that would be the thing, is Teresa would just be like, please tell Samael that, like, you know, something, like, some code word, whatever we have. It's just like, I know it's like... Because this is because Teresa obviously had this whole duel here. It's just like, tell him that he missed all the fun.
Yeah, the servant looks very confused, but far be it from them to argue with someone on a noble's arm. gives yeah, like, you a bow.
All the things to say to a servant.
Yeah. Gives you a bow. As you wish, madam, I will track them down and let them know that.
Of course. I appreciate it greatly.
Of course.
I only ask this because I do not expect you to, you know, bring them to me. That seems unreasonable.
I mean, if this servant did something that you that displeased you,
no, we could... no, nothing of the sort. It is a It is not indiscretion that makes me ask for so.
Very well. I shall pass on the message.
There's a nod. Yeah. Look to Blair, just like, well, I guess we got a dance to go do.
Oh, yes, let's.
Of course.
You join the queue of nobles being led out into the garden. Samael?
Yup.
You saw the two, your partners, as they were leaving the room, the cat... stopped there and then nudged you with its head. Those two have it.
You're positive that those two have it?
Yes, the item that is... I feel it. There is some bollocks. Unstable.
All right. And I think I kind of tail behind them a little bit. When they part ways, which way does the cat go?
Fia has it. Am I correct?
Yep.
In a pocket in her dress. So yes. He follows Fia. Who you see has joined a masked man.
I think at this point, Samael conjures a mask.
Okay. All right. Is it a noble mask? Or is it something like just to hide your features mask?
I think it is a noble mask.
I'm not with him.
No. This, I will say, this is not just a faux pas that you are treading on. This is, this could get you in some big trouble.
This is basically treason, especially because you're wearing, like, a servant's outfit, too.
Yeah. Like,
oh, no, don't worry. I'm going to change, I'm using magic to change my entire appearance.
Okay, that will help.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to end up in the canal.
I think I use an illusory spell to kind of copy somebody leaving. I think that's probably the best plan of action. And then I'm going to kind of make my way over towards Fia and just be like, excuse me, Mom, might I, do you have room on your dance card for one more?
Can I tell it to you?
That's a good question. I think we will have to roll, actually, because like this is the sort of thing where like we got to see if it's not only just a strong enough spell, but if you set off the alarms because you're casting magic, and also what Lorenzo's take on this will be. What are you doing here, Sam?
I think I'm trying to do like everything in my power to make Fia not realize it's me.
Mm-hmm.
So
what you do?
I think
I'm gonna say this sounds like a sway.
I want to say channel because I'm just constantly using magic for everything. But if I'm trying to convince, Fia to deal with this, mm-hmm. I think sway might be correct. Yeah.
Okay.
It would be great if this.
I feel like this is desperate. I'm gonna say that this is standard, because you are using magic to say, "Would you like a lady's favor?"
Right.
Or to push yourself?
Yeah, you know what? Let's go for it. Let's see what I can get for a lady's favor.
Oh, gosh. Lady's favor. Do I want to pull your paramour in now? We're at the end.
I will say this. Zyra would probably be able to recognize me even through the disguise.
Mm-hmm. Or is Syndilla here?
Oh, God, that's even worse.
Oh, I like the way that sounded. Yeah, Syndilla's here. Syndilla's the...
I'll take it.
Syndilla's the is part of the Bastion retinue. Lorenzo's the one dancing attendance on the prince, of course. While the prince is presiding, the prince of the Bastion house is presiding over their own Firelight Stride party. But yeah, no, Syndilla was here, and I think she's trying a very nice alchemical wine across the room, and just happens to look over.
I think she sees me. Like, fully pacing, trying to figure out what to do, and then just cast the illusory spell, and just beeline towards Fia.
And Syndilla has a half mask of her own, has a just the eye mask on, and we see her eyes narrow behind it. But she doesn't do anything at the moment. This might just come in as a complication later, we'll see. Yes! So, take that extra die.
Alright. Jesus Christ! What?
That's kind of perfect. I'm sorry. Like, it's terrible for you. For those listening, it's 3 ones. But it's kind of great. That DM's curse came back bad, Peter.
Yeah, maybe impersonating a member of the high nobility was a bad idea.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Shit. So take a pip for spirit, because that was a desperate roll. You don't even make it to Fia, is what I think happens. Fia, so you're not, your evening's untroubled by some random dude in a mask. The guard is alerted, first off. That's going to be 3 ticks on that clock. Push that up.
So that's a full six.
Yeah, so it's a full six. So it won't be like, alarms aren't good. It's not like 100% in a Persona Palace or anything. It's like, not everything's red. The alarms aren't going off. It does mean that like the guards are going to start searching for the source of the disturbance, and like they are alerted. I think I'm also going to put 2 ticks on the Fiori gets impatient clock, because it's going to take you a while to fucking shake the guards that have swept up on either side of you. And I think somebody definitely saw you, besides Syndilla, cast magic on yourself as a noble.
And we were worried the guards were going to be after us after our other job.
Oh, I'm sure they will be after that one, too.
So let me just reread the noble's mask blurb, so I know exactly how much fucking trouble you're in.
If we even survive to get to the other job.
Hey, as we all know, Samael did this on their own.
I was about to say.
The rest of us aren't involved.
You say we, I said I'm not with them.
True. Asani did make it very clear. Vivi has nothing to do with this.
I'm going to try to avoid having anything to do with it.
I'm just saying we might need to find a second coterie member for job two.
Okay, there isn't like any specific like those who dare to wear the mask that they aren't allowed to or put to death immediately. So I'm gonna have to think about this. But I think, you know what? I think because Syndulla definitely doesn't want you swept off by the guard, and she did see all of this. You are seized by the guard. They immediately start to take you out, and then Syndulla floats over, puts a hand on them. Gentlemen, how very impressive of you to immediately sweep up this interloper. I will take care of this. House Bastion will be more than happy to take care of this charlatan for you. And you see, she's weaving a spell as well on the guards to make this a little bit looser, like to make this happen a little bit more, because they would not give you up even to like to some other noble house without a little bit of extra persuasion.
I think even knowing that Syndulla's trying to do this for my own good as well, that word charlatan really stings.
You see the gleam in her eye as she casts the spell, and the guards stiffen. And of course, we will remend him under you, Lady Syndulla. House Corvetto thanks you for your service. Of course, it is my pleasure to serve the prince as I might. And her arm clasps, like her hand clasps your arm. Shall we? And she drags you outside.
I think as soon as we're out of earshot, I'm doing that childish thing where like I'm like looking down at my feet, looking everywhere but at Syndulla, and I'm just like, I can explain, milady.
I would look very forward to hearing your explanations. And do we want to end there for this evening?
I think that is a very good stopping point, yes.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. We've got XP to do, so sure.
We still have XP to do. Did you overcome an obstacle with audacity or a rough taxi? Yes. I wanted it!
Multiple times.
Too bad we can only get one XP
I know,
per...
but multiple times regardless.
Yeah. I don't know if this were S&B, y'all would have, like... Y'all would have your two, for sure. Did you contend with challenges above your current station?
I got arrested by a tier one house.
Well, not a tier one house. This is tier six, I believe.
Tier five?
Tier five? What is the...
Oh, sorry. I got it backwards.
Tier five. Yeah, the Grand Council is tier six.
Sorry, yeah, I got it backwards. I forgot that lower number is less power.
Yeah.
They're tier one in the, like, rankings. Like, they're rank one, but they're tier five.
Yeah, that's why I was like, wait, right. They're tier five.
But yeah, we're basically dealing with a bunch of obstacles against a powerful house. I think we got that one.
Yeah, for sure. Did you bolster your quarter's reputation or develop a new one? Were you guys daring?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think there was a lot of daring stuff we did that nobody knew about, and there was a lot of daring stuff we did that we got caught doing. Mm-hmm. Like a duel.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a whole full adult duel.
Or dressing up as a noble.
Or dressing up like a noble and getting arrested.
Oh, and the cat has definitely abandoned you at this point. As soon as the guards grab you, the cat was like, nope, I'm fine any other way. I'm needed.
The cat's like, I'm not with him.
Did you express the goals, drives, inner conflict, and essential nature of the coterie?
Yes.
We sure did.
Sounds like you did to me. That's four. Y'all will definitely probably get an advance next time.
Hey!
Y'all are two away.
Nice.
All right. Let's go down the list. Kelsey, would you like to go through your XP triggers?
Sure. You would just... a challenge with fey power and or control. Yes. I did indeed do the magics things.
You did do the magics thing. Yes, you held that man's attention perfectly.
I also found him.
You did. Yeah. You did great. Brava. Your father would be very proud.
Aw. You expressed your beliefs, tribes, heritage, or background. Yes. There was some fey talk. There was her whole thing with Lorenzo. So, yes, I do think I get that one. And then, struggled with issues from your indulgences or scandals. I did not. So I don't get that one, unfortunately.
All right, so three?
I think it's just two.
Is it? Fae power and control and belief.
Oh,
and
I can get a second one for that one?
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. There's one for each.
Okay, then yeah, three.
Yeah. All right. Where are you putting them?
I think I'm going to put two into spirit and one into my character XP.
Sounds good. Peter, our resident Magus, let's go through your XP. Did you address a challenge with arcane knowledge and or power?
I don't know if knowledge is the correct word, but yes.
One for each, you think?
Yeah. I mean, I knew how to cast the spells.
Yeah,
was there, makes sense was there to intelligence me. Behind the casting? I don't think so.
You addressed a challenge. You weren't necessarily successful. You don't need to be successful. Did you express your beliefs, tribes, heritage, background?
Yeah, I think so. I think I did. I think I did my best doing that. I think there were a few periods where I was just like, beliefs were important.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Did you struggle with issues from your indulgence or scandal?
Not yet. I haven't seen any alcohol expensive enough to catch my eye, and I don't yet have a scandal. Maybe next week.
All right. Maybe next week if you keep going like this, yeah. three? Sounds like to me.
I'm gonna dump them all in mind.
Aw, damn, you almost have that track filled up.
I do, that's why I'm doing it. Because I need at least one more thing in mind. Having that just one that one thing is stressing me out.
That's fair. All right, Saint.
Hello.
Go through your XP triggers.
Yeah. Addressing a challenge with violence and /or panache, yes.
Indeed. I wonder.
It's almost like that's what happened when I got into a duel.
Yeah, almost like you did both those things.
Mm-hmm. It was the flashiest duel that we're going to see probably this, I mean, at least these jobs. Mm-hmm. Who knows? But we'll see later. But yeah, I think I got both there. Express your beliefs, drives, heritage, your background. I apparently have a drive to just shame / humiliate Maestra, so. But yeah, I think the background did come up. Like, mm-hmm. we did talk about that with both weapons and like Maestra's attitudes towards Teresa.
Yeah.
So for sure. Yeah. Too bad I don't get two. I can only get one. And then issues with indulgence or indulgence scandals. I don't have a scandal, and turns out my illiteracy didn't have an effect on my ability to fight people or anything. So, you know. And nobody tried to send me anything, and then I like just picked it up and just like, I can't read this. This is useless.
Yeah, you guys didn't get into the room where it was like, oh, there's a warning on this door. Too bad I can't read.
This sign can't stop me because I can't read.
Exactly. So that's 3 XP. I'm going to throw that all into character XP because these XP tracks are really long.
Stainy, would you like to go through your XP?
Sure. You addressed a challenge with stealth and or perception. No, I did not address any challenges today.
Okay.
Wait. I literally didn't roll today.
I mean, I think that if you unless you don't want to count wafting the thing under his nose.
That was not a challenge at that point.
If you say so.
It was not a challenge.
Addressing a challenge doesn't always involve rolling, but
I would argue with that critical success from Kelsey, though, it was not a challenge.
Yeah, oh yeah, it trivialized it. I agree with you on that.
I mean, I was going to say a trivial challenge is still... It doesn't necessarily mean that it was challenging, but that it was something challenged to you.
I don't know what that means.
That, like, if I challenge you to tell me what 2 plus 2 is, it doesn't mean it's a difficult question. It's just I'm positing a problem to you in the form of a challenge.
That's fair.
If you want to take XP for it, I'm on your side.
Yeah, it's the same thing as the special armor, where it's like it really comes down to how you interpret that word challenge.
Yeah, that's true, because I always assume it has to be something that is a challenge rather than like is something that is challenging.
That would be my assumption as well. My thing is, like, it doesn't necessarily have to be a die roll in order to for it to be challenging.
I also agree with that, but I don't feel like I was challenged today.
I don't think so either. I think, again, that crit was just like it trivialized the whole thing. It was just like, oh wow, this went off without a hitch.
I would argue that having to be on the same team as Samael is a challenge in and of itself.
unfortunately, that does not involve stealth and or perception at this point.
Also, that has not quite come up to haunt us yet. I'm sure it will soon, but...
I distinctly remember seeing using that keen perception to be like, I'm not with them.
All the funny thing is, you being on a team with you is a challenge, but none of us have addressed it.
True. If it was with avoidance, then perhaps. Express your beliefs, drives, heritage, or background. I am making a lot of eyes at Rowan.
That you are, yeah.
I feel like I know I only get 1 XP for this, but the thought of we should get out, but also Rowan.
Oh yeah, that's where Fia's at right now. To you, where it's like we have another job to do, we can't stay.
But
one dance isn't gonna hurt.
Exactly. Right? And my indulgence has not come up. I have no scandals, so I think just 1 XP for me.
Okay.
I'm gonna put it into character because I'm determined to fill up that track before we conclude our story.
Understandable. And I'm sure our next job will have plenty of sneaking around and perception and stuff for you guys to do.
Thank you for listening to Just Roll With It and our arc of Court of Blades, a Forged in the Dark game by a couple of drakes. We are joined for this arc by our friends Estany and Saintguard. You can find Estany at Estany on Twitter and on Twitch. And you can find Saintguard at Saintguardly on Twitter or Saintguard on Twitch. Peter can be found at The Chaotic Super, occasionally on Twitter, mostly on Tumblr these days. Kelsey can be found at Islander's Caper on most of the social media platforms. And Corey can be found at The Invulnerable Tide on most social media forums, or Invulnerable Tide on Twitter because character limits. You can find this podcast at Roll With It AP on most of the internet places, or you can check all of the Linktree links in our description to find more specific pages. Our opening and closing theme for this podcast is by 8er41 on Pixabay. We hope you will join us again in 2 weeks to hear just how much trouble our lovely Magus has gotten themselves into and how this little job resolves and how our next one is going to go. Until then, don't forget to just roll with it.